Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Weeks of the entire year. What could that be, Abby? We are less than a week away.
I hope we're referencing my birthday.
It's your birthday.
Yeah.
Young Abigail.
Do you think these exercise vibration machine things work? It just got recommended to me.
When I was going to the chiropractor, there was a machine that they made you get on after you're done. It was like a like you stand on it. It was like a vibrating platform, and
like in my head, I think the 1950s.
Exactly, except it looks new. They put the belt around you, and you want to talk about feeling insecure? Every part of you that can jiggle fucking jiggles. And I was not there for it. I most of the time would let them strap me in, then I'd be like done. But they were like super controlling of all that. I was like, I just want to get adjusted. That's my biggest problem. If you're a chiropractor out there and you're willing to just adjust me, no stupid, like, keep me in your office for an hour, in and out.
He has places to go, people.
I mean,
so busy.
I know what I want. I don't know.
Anyway. So if you're his doctor, text him. If you're his chiropractor,
in and out,
snap his neck.
Yes.
Crack it.
I don't know. I can't be the only one that has like consistent neck problems.
No, but I don't know that you do a lot of mobility stuff on your own to work on
it. We both know of the two of us, I'm the most flexible.
Okay, that's a lie.
That's a huge lie.
You do nothing though to like.
I know.
I want to just add this to my little Amazon list, just in case.
So she's working. I asked Abby what she wanted for her birthday today. I've already got some ideas. That's how
I don't want anything. I told you what I wanted.
So she doesn't want anything. And then she tells me, I'd like 4 days off.
Four.
One day to be by myself. One day to be with the kids.
On. No. This is my day. One day to be completely alone, but I'm not doing anything that is an errand or cleaning, schoolwork. I get to do whatever I want. You may or may not be allowed to be involved in this partially.
Like I can't be there.
No, I'm saying you may or may not. I haven't decided yet. But on a day that's Abby Day, if I want to go thrifting, if I want to just go sit on a rock.
And like unlimited budget.
Oh, didn't know that was a part of it. But
I mean, you're going thrifting, you're...
Thrifting doesn't mean you have to buy anything. I mean,
your grocery trends say otherwise.
My grocery, I don't.
Oh,
thrift.
Look, it's on sale.
Whatever.
I have to have it.
Not true. The only thing that increases my grocery spending is taking Harlan to the grocery store with me.
He's the best.
So, then a day that I'm by myself.
In that?
No, the second day I'm by myself, but I'm doing shit that I have to do to get caught up in life.
Okay.
Like
a productive
day. Schoolwork, okay. mostly schoolwork and my homework that I've not done yet. Then a day possibly with the kids, doing something fun with the kids. You, kids, a fun day.
I'm down with that.
Then maybe a day for just us. Because I don't think you would like to do the day by myself day.
No.
So a day for just us.
But we have got the opportunity in the last couple of weeks to have not full days, but like a big chunk of the day just to us. And I think, I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but like we, I feel like I am reminiscent or not reminiscent, like maybe more regretful that we didn't fill up those days pre-kids. Mm-hmm. We did fill up those days with just totally opposite things.
Right. You came to me, I think it was after the podcast, and you said that you were kind of thinking about that.
Yeah, like which, yeah, because we didn't have kids last Saturday.
But
them son bitches are back.
But we spent the day cleaning, getting stuff ready. It was a...
We did. We had to get ready for another podcast here, and some of the remnants are still here, so... I'm going to partake. So for those that enjoy when Gary drinks on the podcast, shout out Mike Tabor. I've called him my stepdad, Big Papa, Uncle Mike. He's a fan of our bourbon podcast. And listen, he hooked us up. You see, like me and David got a set of glasses. We got each of us got 8 2-ounce pours of awesome bourbon. So...
Are we having a bourbon? Are you getting ready to go over the bourbon podcast right now?
No, I just figuring out what I was getting ready to drink. I'm getting ready to drink some Weller. We did Weller 12-year-old.
I like the little jars. Can I keep them?
Yeah.
Okay. They're cute.
So, but yeah. So I, like, and even now, like today, we got to go hit up Tomatoes and Flames. It's kind of our spot. It's just me and you.
We got the daily special. It's a nice size salad for like a lunch special.
And then what does Abby see? Half off home store, trend, antique, whatever.
It was a really cool little interiors place. Not really my vibe. The things that were my vibe were out of my price range and already sold. So there were a few things that I wanted, but apparently there were like bags in there that were popular. I'm not a Southern bag girl. Like, I don't understand all the different
What do you mean,
bags.
Like a purse? Or just like a tote bag?
Totes and lunch boxes and stuff. Scout was the name of it. I know nothing about it.
If you know about Scout, hit us up. Did we miss out on some deals? Were they expensive?
I don't know. I didn't look at them. Like, there were four women circling the case, so I was like, I bet those are important. I don't have a purse. I'm just not that person. It's just something that...
No, Abby used to keep everything on the back of her phone, and she's gone away from that. Multiple occasions. I was picking up Harlan. You were going to the...
Doctor.
To get blood work.
Blood work.
She's like, I don't have any money.
I didn't have any money.
It was in my car.
I didn't have my health insurance card. I didn't even have my ID. Everything was in this little wrist thing. I have... Even a wrist.
Can't even keep up with a wristlet. It was in her bag. Like it was the depths of her bag.
I've converted everything to my wrist so that I can just hold that. Because so much of that came from.
You know, you can do that all digitally with like an Apple Watch or even your fancy Fitbit you've got. You can.
Sure. I don't know. Anyway, because
I'm always afraid
Harlan.
To do that because of Harlan has a Kindle. Thanks, Aunt Patty. That he plays with, and I'm so like I get notification, and it's where Charlie's downloaded free stuff, but it lets you know everything, all the activities. So I'm like, that little son of a bitch, get on there and download.
Yeah,
Encyclopedia Britannica for $900.
It's so easy. I mean, all that stuff is built in immediately right there, and we've heard everybody has the story of friends who've had kids or their kids have just downloaded tons of in-app purchases and
that's so scummy games. Too of the games industry
in the
mobile world.
Yeah, that was a plot point when I watched a show called Working Moms. I think one of the book publishers or what, I don't know what the hell she was. But that was a plot point where she was trying to get this company. They were doing online kids books, and she was like going to, toward the end of the story, stop it there and to get the rest of the story, or it was an in-app purchase.
Oh,
real scummy. But
like on Elf, where he didn't finish the book. What happened to the puppy?
But the children love the books.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So you could do that. I don't know. It's been the oddest week ever. Mm-hmm. World War III broke out.
That.
And people, like, first of all, I grew up, as did you and many of our listeners, in Operation Desert Storm, where we're glued to CNN. Like they're getting reports and telling you about it from people on the ground. They're not, you know. And then after 9/11, we go to Afghanistan. We got embedded troops. We're seeing. And now it's all being live streamed. Like half of my TikTok was Ukraine videos and stuff like that. And it's so wild. Like.
Yes. I had a student on Friday. Another teacher brought her to me. She always like goes between me and this other teacher. She's down with Courtney, and Courtney brings her to me, and she's like, "Get your girl."
Courtney, like, we got a seat here for you anytime you want.
Absolutely. Open invite. She's like, "Get your girl." I'm like, "What has she done?" She's like, "She's over here on Snapchat," thinking it was going to be like stupid Snapchat drama. She was like, "No, she went through Snapchat, found people in Ukraine, and was like just randomly rapid fire like Snapchatting them to be like, hey, you good? Hey, you good? Hey, you good?"
That's good on them, though.
And like checking on them, and finally got a couple people to respond back. She was like, "Send me videos. Are you fine? Talk to me." And I'm like, God bless it. Get in here and put your phone up. Like, so far I've had kids.
It's so odd.
In my classroom, contact Ukraine. Another child tried to call Adnan Saeed in the Maryland or the Baltimore prison or Maryland Correctional Facility. They're wild, man. But yeah, so we go through, like, I sent Gary an infographic that basically tells you when you were born on this year, how much of your life has been spent
with the United States involved in a war.
Yes. And we were
46
and 47, or 47, 48, yeah. Something like that, in the 80s, if you're born in the 80, 81. But, you know,
Charlie
100%.
Yeah.
You know,
basically anybody after like 2001.
Yep. And, you know, I don't know. Like, and like you said, the evolution of what that looks like to get that information. And I'm sure that information was on our mind. Like, I had thoughts about all of that as a kid, like war. And,
for sure, yeah.
And what did that mean? And hearing rumblings of, like, you live in Kentucky, Fort Knox is in Kentucky, and people, yeah, like, saying shit about that. And not knowing, not having a clue geographically, like,
that's nowhere near us.
What that even meant and what, you know, the concept of what war looked like. I feel horrible for like Charlie and these kids and what that weighs on them, because we're not talking about.
But it's also so desensitized.
We're not talking about even just hearing it. They're seeing.
They're seeing. And then.
And, like, and the power of an image is.
If you're like me, the memes are aplenty.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's.
But it's like. And it's the war's meme culture. Mm-hmm. Like, there's the guys on Snake Island. And the Russian warships, like, hey, you need to surrender, whatever. And they're like, hey, Russian warship, fuck off. And then now they're all dead. Like, is that, I mean, is that, like, I don't know. It's so, you know.
I have not. I
and you just have kids asking about, like just, it's on their minds. And
I mean, legitimately, I'm getting drafted. That's, I mean, and they're saying it, some are saying it like funny, but it's also in that I'm going to make a really inappropriate joke right now because I don't know what else to do or say.
I'm with you, kids. I'm still of draft age.
And I am just like trying to validate, like, yep, that is scary. And that's all I know to do because I don't even know what to say. I had this little crew of kids Friday morning. They come in and they're just my thinkers anyway. And they're coming in like discussing like what you study last night, what'd you do last night? Or they're like retelling a movie they watch. There's, you know, it's real adorable. Yeah. But the fact that they're like strategizing war at their table at 8:15 in the morning. Yeah. And I'm like, damn, you're 14, 15, 16 years old. That's
yeah. Where were y'all at 10 years ago?
I'm just like, sorry.
It's crazy. And then you got sick.
Yes.
Not COVID.
Not COVID. I don't know. I had listeria. Yeah. I'm pretty
confused. Listen, Abby calls me. She's like, I'm coming home. My stomach's killing me.
I just thought.
And when I tell you.
Stop.
The nuclear waste that, like. Stop. I'm pretty sure Thanksgiving dinner from 1996 was finally purged. Like.
Apparently.
I knew she was sick. Like, I was like, first of all, I smelled the death. Stop. I had windows open. I was like, oh, my God.
You're awful. Too much detail.
But we handle that because I would have just jumped out the window.
I completely, I was feverish and I was like, this is more than just like, in my head I thought, oh, I just need to go to the bathroom.
Oh, I've got listeria.
No, I was like, I just need to go to the bathroom. Like, I ate a lot of fibrous foods. I was back in my veggie land, super happy.
Let that be a lesson, people.
And also one of those items was some lettuce, bag lettuce from the Kroger. It was Kroger brand, so it
check for recalls on that.
It was not recalled.
In 6 weeks, we'll get a thing. Yes. It'll be true. Hey, that.
But it was still in date. Everything, when I pulled it out, I had it on my, I didn't clean it. Listen, let me confess something right now to the world. I throw my veggies in a bowl or a strainer, and I kind of rinse them with water on a good day. Yeah,
but it took up the whole countertop. I was like, what are you doing?
So with lettuce, you want it to not be super wet. So you have to, and spinach and stuff. So I was drying it out and going to put a paper towel in it. But then I ended up just putting it all, I had just enough to put it in my salad containers or bowls for the week. I meal prepped with $1.29 lettuce.
So many red flags for all this.
But it was in date.
Right.
So I just thought, I don't know the rules. And you know how I think about the dates anyway. So I'm always like, they're a suggestion. They're a general suggestion, playing it safe. Nobody wants to get sued. So I think as I'm dying, the first time I was like, oh, I just have to go to the bathroom. I'm fine. And I was like, yeah, that was rough. Then I'm like, I wonder if that lettuce was probably bad. That was not a good move. And then I was like, nope, this is a thing. I am sick. I think I have a fever. And then I started shaking and I couldn't stop shaking. And I think there is a stomach virus going around. So
you're patient zero. But a guy I work with had the same thing. So
yeah. I probably shouldn't have gone to school the next day because I took a Zofran. Thank you, Emily Shrout and Jason. Emily Rhodes, Jason Rhodes. They got me Zofran to the house stat. And that stuff is magic. Like, Gary gave it to me. I turned on my monk.
Tibetan
monk bowls. And I fell asleep to my little meditation sounds. And it was beautiful. And then somebody called and I woke up, my phone stopped and I woke up. And I was like, oh, but I felt so good. And then I didn't feel good after that. So I was up all night, up and down.
Yeah. I left Abby at home. I took Harlan. We went to go take Charlie some food and come back. And
I
was a single parent for 48 hours.
Sorry. No, you weren't. It was less than 12 hours. God.
In dog years, it was that long.
So dad years. Dad years.
It wasn't too bad.
With Harlan.
But listen, he was cutting some shines, bro. Going through some things.
I don't Do you think it's where he didn't get enough mom time?
I do. Like, as bad as I hate to say that, it's like there has to be an equal amount, equal parts us.
Yeah.
He comes to us for completely different sensory things.
Yeah. Like tonight, he yelled at me, come on, until I went and came to the couch area to lay down with him. And once we lay down, we watched Jurassic Park and fell asleep.
Which he knows the theme.
He does. And he also knows the theme to when the Universal Studios world comes on. Mm-hmm. He does that one too. He's done that one since he was little because of the Minions.
Well, he knew the Minions, yeah.
But... So we have been trying to get this pattern of, like, Harlan has these really bad days where, like, he goes into school, like, throwing hands.
Literally.
And we may think that could be the, like, because I don't know. We don't really know, but it seems like that was a night I was sick.
It all hinges on Abigail.
So maybe that's what it is. I don't know, to regulate him. So I'm really trying hard in the mornings to... see him, acknowledge him, hug on him, love on him. I don't know if that's helping or not.
Not to say he doesn't like me.
No, he loves you. Like, you're a fun dad.
But we provide two different stimuluses for him.
Yeah. I'm calm, chill, squeezes, and...
And we're going to wrestle, body slam, and...
So something unique he's doing, and I don't know if he does this with you, when I pick him up, I get him all the way to the car and I get him in a seat and I have to lean way over in my car to buckle him in. And I have to get like right up against his face, but he takes my face and turns it to him and he stares at my face. Like he
does not do that to me.
He wants to see if I'm smiling. So I
happy,
happy. So I smile a lot and he smiles and giggles and stuff. So I don't, it is weird. It's really cute, but I don't know what, I just wondered if he's doing that with you or.
So it got to the point where Abby and I take turns picking him up sometimes, and they won't tell him, like they won't, until they open the door to see who it is, because he's expecting Abby.
Yeah.
And so if they're like, mommy's coming and it's me.
Don't say that.
No, do not say that. But
they'll just say it's time to go. And then once they get to the door, they're like, oh, it's mommy. And so that has been hard, but there's just some days that I need leaving school. There's a huge difference, and this is crazy for me. When I get, if I have to, you know, kids get out of my room at 3:30, I'm in the hallway for a while. Like, I'll have random rogue kids. There's one student who stays every single day to tell me about welding class every single day.
Wish I could
weld. Before his bus gets there. And occasionally, like, some random, you know, some teachers will come in. Sometimes I have to wait on Charlie. But I just have, like, a certain amount of time. And then I'm packing up and I'm getting out of there before 4 o'clock to go get him. Huge difference for me mentally in those days versus the days that if you get him and I can stay for, like...
Yeah.
I can stay for 30, 35 more minutes.
Productivity is just so...
I'm worse at it now, I feel like.
Like timing, the time of day, the timing, all that. Because with school, I've made a concerted effort to, like, buckle down.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, usually I have a couple of days where it's, like, tomorrow and Monday will be, like, make sure I got everything before everything... Mm-hmm. Before it's due Monday night. But all that can change so quick. Like, Abby doesn't feel good. So your evening, like, everything as an adult, you have to be so adaptable to, like.
That really, like, I was pissed this week. When I got sick, I was mad. And then I cried because I'm not getting what I need is done.
She's not getting what she wanted.
Basically, I'm a brat. So I couldn't grade, like, I physically could not grade these essays that I wanted, which I needed them graded in order to do the next step at school. So I was mad, angry, frustrated. Charlie's in the middle of this huge, like, it's tech week, which if you've ever been in a play or a production before, as
I mean, like, technical week.
Yeah. Like, they were implementing, you know, mics and lights and all of this stuff. It's been intense. I mean, she's had 4-hour long practices, but at some point in the night we've had to stop and go take her food and So we're back at.
I ain't trying to throw no shade, but somebody else other than us needs to learn some organizational skills.
So she has, it's just been busy. And so she gets home and you're trying to get her wound down as fast as possible to get her to bed because, you know, she has another big week coming up. So yeah. We're just trying to manage all of this. So one bad night, I'm just amazed at how much it throws us off. Like either we are horrible at managing and going with the flow or, you know, this is just normal and no one else like told us about it. I don't know. Like, you know, we're just not, I don't know how to manage all of that.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
I always want to do better, and I feel like this has been the theme of where I've been stuck, and I think it's just like wave the white flag. This is where you are. You were just behind every day. Your laundry will not be done, and welcome to 41. Congratulations.
If you want to come see Abby on her birthday, she'll be taking tickets.
Yes.
To her daughter's play Friday night, so she will accept gifts.
Yeah, at the table, please.
I know we have completely different philosophies on that about getting older.
What do you mean?
Like, I feel every year's closer to death. Like... my mortality is very much in the front of my head. But, like, do you see it? I'm another year wiser and, you know, I want to change things up.
I had a friend who told me years ago, like, 40 for her was so freeing because now you're at this age where, as a woman, where people, and maybe that was the difference here is as a woman, people, your voice is like the I don't give a shit what someone thinks about me thing. And I've people pleasing has been extremely.
I feel like based on our conversation today, you're doing way better with that.
Yes. People pleasing is really hard for me. It's just something I've always dealt with. I think it's the
me
hard.
Too.
Hell. It's a very difficult thing. I'm getting better with it. I feel like 40 has been like this nice spot where I'm learning to turn that corner. I'm not 100%, but also people, I think I'm in this age where too, like, I guess people think I know what I'm doing, so they'll come to me.
I like that.
And I'm always in shock that people want to know what I think, even though I've been doing shit for years where I'm like, I really don't know what I'm doing. I just need you to know that. So,
you make it. That's why I'm eating miniature Buckeyes, and they are amazing.
They're so good. Don't eat them all. Charlie would be hella pissed.
I didn't buy them for her.
True.
This was an independent purchase of my own.
We're not sharing. You're sharing with me?
Sharing with you.
Okay.
I'll share anything with you.
I am struggling with the getting older physically part.
Oh, it's such a shitty thing.
I think I tried to explain to my doctor that she's like, if there's anything else you're worried about, and I'm like, yeah. I'm legitimately tired all the time. Like, there's something physically.
Y'all got any of that methamphetamine up in here? Like, on a clinical level.
And I swear, like, maybe I just follow a bunch of quacks, but everybody is like preaching perimenopause. And I say that to her, and she's like, no, no, too young.
Oh, she can see Abby's face.
And I was like,
how young do you think I am, lady?
I'm like, I'm 41. But I told you this today. I feel like maybe they're not quite grasping my needs because she has also mentioned I'm significantly younger than her other patients. So, like,
you should know when you when your doctor's at the nursing home. Like, you know.
She is close to the nursing home. So maybe I thought maybe I need to get.
Now, is the doctor closer our age or?
I can't tell. I think so. That's my thought. Yeah. Just in conversation and stuff.
Next time you'll be like, hey, lady, listen.
So I just kind of thought, okay, I'm not going to go in here because I've also listened to a lot of people are not well-versed on like 40, 50-year-old women's needs as far as like perimenopause and menopause. They just they treat it as like this. It's just this rite of passage. Sorry about it. Thumbs up. Carry on. Slap you on the ass.
Yeah.
Sorry about you. But there's actual true treatment for it.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking like...
It's like men can get testosterone and stuff like that. But is there like a rejuvenating...
For women's? What I understand, there's like hormone replacement therapy. And I'm not even going there with this. But like within the perimenopause, so much of it is like you can't exercise like you always have. It's not the same type of exercise. It diet, stress, sleep, all these things are really entangled and intertwined in a very precarious way that I just clearly have not figured out.
That sounds so smart.
I've not figured out. And these other people have, but it sucks. It's like you do have to sleep. Like, 7 hours, and that's bullshit. I don't know how people are doing that. And you do have to reduce your stress.
It's my time to shine. I can teach you.
Thank you. Lots of like bullshit, you know.
I think if you could turn your brain off, like, I can just shut that bitch down. Hey, hey, big guy up there. I'm going to bed. All right, cool. See ya.
Don't know how
see you in the morning.
I try, but I go so far that I swing that I can disassociate really fast. Then I won't come back. Like, I will stay in that state of like.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So if you give me something like Wordle or one of those little games and stuff, I will swing so far into that, into like turning off that it's to me it's scary. Like, I got to get back out of here. Like,
I don't believe you because I've seen how you play Wordle and you were the. You think way more than the average person does when it comes to that.
Right, because I'm living in that little moment and I don't have to come out of it. And it's I'm focusing on that and not focusing on anything else. And I do not take longer than the average person. I think my time is adequate.
See how fast I do it?
I'm better than you.
I don't think so.
I'm better than you. I've had more two guesses than you.
Maybe insinuated Abby was cheating and she was very upset.
Highly offended. Highly offended. I just think about it. It's not cheating. It's not cheating.
One of the biggest things, guys, back me up on this, as I get older, waking up in the middle of the night to piss. Like, I have a 33-gallon tank of a bladder until I fall asleep. Like, I've always been, you know, people just like up and down. And a lot of it's because I don't drink a lot of water.
Mm.
So, you know, that's one thing. But I don't know what it is about. Like, I get up. Like, this morning, I woke up to piss, come back, Abby's standing up. We had like this Mexican standoff in the bedroom. She's like, I'm going to the couch. And then she gets mad at me because I go back to sleep. And then
I said before I went to bed, Gary's always telling me you got to tell me what you need. So I vote, and this is really hard for me because telling people what I need is difficult in that, number one, it makes me sound selfish.
Not and when I ask you, like, what do I you know, want?
And I also feel like I say it then it's not authentic when you have to give it to me because I had to ask for it. And I know that's, hang on, I know that's bullshit and stupid, but I'm just telling you how I think, so you can't.
I'm with you. No, I'm not taking it for that.
And then also, I don't want to say it because that puts it out there. And then if you don't do it, then I get
disappointed.
And secret time, if you just don't have expectations of people, you'll never get disappointed. You're just like, well, that's the bar. All right, it's low, MJ. And that's where it is.
So my side of the story is.
So I said before I went to bed, I'm exhausted. I have not slept.
Other than the 42 hours she slept 2 days ago.
100% can go to my phone and tell you I did not sleep that night. I would sleep for like an hour, wake up, and poop my brains out for like 3 hours.
Cleanse up, like that you part keep going I would enjoy.
To, because I was alone, you assume I was asleep. I was not.
That's based on personal experience.
Your experience is jacked because I was not asleep. I was up, and then I had this moment at like 3:30 in the morning where I'm not asleep, sick, deciding, do I need to call a sub? Can I make it? And so for like 2 hours, I'm going through this process of like, if I had a sub, what would I do? What would I leave?
If I had a sub, but all the things can I do for you?
That was nice. Can I not just suck it up and go? So then there's no sleep. There's no freaking sleep. Okay. Anyway, long story short, I say I have not slept because then the next night I don't sleep. The next night I don't sleep. Because I've got to grade all these freaking essays that I didn't do the night before.
Just give them all A's.
No.
B's. Half of them A's, half of them C's. Averages out to a B for the whole class.
That's not how this works. Anyway.
I think.
I say to you, I want to sleep in. And when I say sleep in, I want 7:30. I want it to be light out when I wake up. I'll be happy. Great.
Good thing. Never mind.
Whatever, smart ass.
I didn't say a word, baby.
So I go to the couch because Harlan comes in.
I'm usually the one that goes to the couch. I was standing up like.
I was getting hot, so I was going to go to the couch and like I need to go to the bathroom. I was going to go to the bathroom, go lay on the couch. I thought Harlan would sleep better in the dark bedroom. No, he didn't. He followed me.
But she didn't wake me up to tell me.
I think you should have just been like
I should have sensed
so
it.
Mindful of me.
You should have let me go
and
to the
been
couch.
Like my wife wants to sleep. I also didn't want to sleep with him. He sucks. He's on top of my head, so I wanted like personal space. So I went to the couch, and there he came. So I didn't get to sleep in.
She's going to bed right after this podcast, though.
I almost fell asleep before this because. Laying down with him, we both had the weighted blanket on us, and I was getting sleepy.
Yeah, the chaos of, like, you can't recover that sleep, right? Like, it's not like if you sleep an extra 2 hours today, it makes, like, you can never recover that.
Right. When I read about, like, sleep and stuff, napping doesn't really, it's not like a bank account that, like, I can't bank hours of sleep. So if you do like, if I do get 8 hours on the weekend, getting 5 hours during the week is not adequate. Or if you get like a lot of sleep and then if you nap, it doesn't pour into that. It is uninterrupted sleep that you have.
That's why when I say nap, for me, 2 hour minimum.
I love a 20-minute close my eyes moment.
We've talked
I
about
love
this.
It.
It pisses me off. I'll wake up fighting. Like, I'd rather not even lay down. You know what I mean?
No, it's good. Like, tanning bed sleeps. I've not had one in a while. Maybe I need to go do that tomorrow.
It is $12 whatever.
It's spray tan day. That's not the tanning bed. You can't sleep in the spray tan. That literally, like, takes 2 minutes.
Give a shout out to Max. Looks like he's been listening to the podcast quite a bit.
Why?
I mean, I can see that he's been listening to the podcast.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
That's great. Hi, Max.
The funny part is when Melanie Thatcher saying that we're funny. And my mom, so I'm with my mom. Melanie's there. And she's like, she was talking about Seth listening to it. And And my mom said, do you listen to it? She said, I can't sit still long enough. So okay, good. Because I do talk quite a bit of nonsense about Seth.
That's terrifying.
But she says, he's so funny. And of course, I was like, you have no idea how high I can fly. And then my mom's like, yeah, he needs to watch his mouth. You raised me, Connie. You did this to me.
Oh, man.
But it's just, it's odd.
It is.
Like, we're over the 15,000 download mark.
What episode number is this?
94.
Oh, we're getting close.
Getting close.
Final countdown.
I was asked to bring podcast equipment. Can't say what it was for.
No, you can't.
But you know.
I do know.
Yeah. Some people listen to this might know, but. So that might be fun. But I fucked up there, boys.
Yes, you did. That was so. I was like, wait a minute. Don't say it.
Yeah. But.
Oh, I don't know about that, but okay.
So let me ask you this. So.
Oh, wait.
At work now, everybody's kind of aware of either or of my podcast. You know, they some listen to us, some listen to the bourbon one. So, like, they're aware. My boy Rigdon, mm-hmm. who listens to the bourbon one, I don't think he listens to us.
Sorry. Whatever, Rigdon, whatever.
Yeah. Also, he reminds me so much of my dad.
I love
that. I say this all the time. Like, he's ginger.
Do you tell him that?
All the time. He's younger than me, so I could be his dad. Not really. We're like a year and a half apart. So he's like, hey, we need to do a podcast. I was like, all right, what do you want to do a podcast on? He said, all right, here's what I'm thinking. We sit down, we watch a movie, and we critique the movie. I was like Mystery Science Theater 3000? He's like, exactly like that. I'm like, stop.
I say do it. I'm for it.
I'm like, we're going to watch a whole ass movie with just us talking about it. Nobody can see it.
But is that the premise of The Office? But they're like, are they watching it? The Office ladies. You know what I'm talking about? Aren't they going back through?
Yeah, they're talking about each episode. They're not watching the episode. They're just talking about their experience in each episode.
Gotcha. Okay.
This podcast sucks so bad.
I've not listened to it in a while.
We've listened to a couple together, and it was just... Yeah. Duty.
I started a new one. I started Pantsuit Politics. It's not new. It's
I listened a little bit with you last weekend.
Yeah. Learned about bad. The Kentucky National Guard. Listened to
random.
Yeah, it was really
I
random.
Like listening to that the girl doing Botox and passing that on the floor. That got me going. I was like, good.
Her decision making in that process was so something you did. Like, she was out, she was having like
something kinda, I would do.
The time frame of the decision. She was out having like drinks with friends, dinner.
Talking about Botox.
She was in kind of a like weird place, like mood wise. And she's like, they're talking about, but she's like, damn it, I'm doing it.
And she
goes home, goes in the next day, does the Botox, not really 100% sure that's what she wanted to do. And through some other things, she ends up passing out. So then, of course, she thinks like she shouldn't have done. Like, that's the sign. Like, don't do it. Yeah. Because I guess there can be some like wild side effects if you.
Would you be down for plastic surgery?
Not surgery. I would do Botox though.
There's no plastic surgery that interests you. I can tell you one that you're interested in.
What?
An eye lift.
Oh yeah. That's a surgery, right?
I mean, you gonna do it with cream?
I didn't know if, like, you could. Fuck you, man.
There ain't gonna be no strengthening cream gonna do that. Nightly face mask.
I'm not a troll, God.
Oh, are you not entertained?
I did say, I think, like, if it droops low enough that it impairs your vision.
We're talking about eyes or other things.
Screw you.
What?
God. You're so rude.
Why am I rude?
Stop it. It's shit that kids do when they I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. So anyway, like, I can just get it lifted right there. That's what I need. I guess I would do that, yeah. Just in my face. I don't think I'd do anything else.
I'll probably have some skin.
I mean, if somebody wanted to, like, you could, I can do that right now. And
we've been through this, sweetheart.
No, there's like things you can buy to do that. So, I don't know. I just, part of me, like, I live in this, like,
emotional damage.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. You, this is your fault. No. I did this to David McKinney 35 times during our podcast. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, you know, just hitting buttons.
Stop. Stop it. God. But all I do right. live in this, like, duality of, okay.
Oh, that's a great song.
For instance, some kids stopped
by. Would
you
not agree?
Yes. Would you let me talk? Some kids stopped by today, and first off, I get this text.
This is the best. Guys, every Saturday morning, call.
Shut
if you're coming or not, be like, hey, I'm just going to swing by real quick. Listen, Abby turns into her 18-year-old self, moves with the quickness like she's on a fast break in basketball and like is a tornado cleaning the house. It's a thing of magic.
How about our house doesn't get disgusting every night?
Not me. It's not like we walk in yesterday. I'm like, look, that's not me. That's not me. That's not me. That's not me.
Who is it?
It's mostly the boy because the girl hasn't been here.
So, yeah, but somebody has to stop him. We just don't stop him. He's so fast.
He's so fast.
I get this text. And I've already been out to take Harlan to school, and
I dropped Charlie off at practice.
So I'm like, I want to sit here, drink this cup of coffee, and we got to start moving. Like, we were supposed to sit down and talk about our schedule as soon as you got home.
We still haven't done that.
It's
because.
Hang on. So I get this text, and it's like, hey, are you home? And I was like, yes, it's a student.
No, I'm in Florida.
And she was like, okay, I'm going to swing by. I have a surprise for you. And I was like, oh, hell. So I'm like, I'm halfway decent. Like, I could answer the door for somebody. Like, I'm dressed and I do have a bra on. Like
is there any suspicion if you go to somebody's house and they open the door and just immediately step out? Like, yeah. You're not coming in.
Right. So.
Like, listen, kid, you got a warrant to come in because it ain't happening.
Our house, as soon as you open the door, you can.
You're in the living area.
You can see three areas. Our living room, which is always filthy, our dining room, which if you understand this, you're my people, anywhere there is like a table near a door, it's going to get stacked pile high.
Earthing.
With everybody comes in and dumps on this table as soon as they get in. That's not dumps. But, well, Harlan probably has. Everything gets dropped off on the table. Shoes get kicked off. It's just... That's where we eat, but it's also where everything gets just dropped.
Right.
And then
books,
you can see
crayons.
You can see straight into our tiny house kitchen where it's also our laundry's in there.
Also, I want to say this about our kitchen. When me and Abby initially looked at this place, the words this was, you know, we don't use the kitchen that much anyway.
I'm still salty. Something will fall out of a cabinet, and I just start screaming.
That's mostly our daughter. Anyway, go ahead. Mm. So
I'm like, oh, my God. And it's not crazy. It's been dirtier. But, A, we had to panic clean and rage clean last weekend because people were coming over. So it got really bad the night I got sick. Things progressively got worse from there. And everybody's house, if your house is not Friday night filthy, we can't be friends. So it was Friday night filthy, and we're waking up the next day, and we just got crap to put away. There's shit everywhere we have to put away. And I just start panic cleaning because I don't know how close she is. She's like, remind me which house is yours again? And I'm like, yeah, it's kind of the one that looks like white trash, yeah. But whatever. So... I don't know what she's doing. I have no idea. Like, are these people coming in? What does she have? Like I said, I'm so focused on the house. I'm not put on my. I brushed my teeth and I put deodorant. I had to shower this.
Did you have a bra on?
I did have a bra on. I did shower this morning because Harlan would not shower unless I got a shower with him. And anyway, I don't have any makeup on. My hair's in a bun with a yellow scrunchie. I look rough.
You were gorgeous.
I look rough. So part of me like doesn't care.
You can see the picture on Facebook. You don't right. look that rough.
Part of me does not care. Like, that is who I am. This is how I will go to the store like this. This is what I really look like. And I want to perpetuate the fact that this is me. And, you know, whatever. I don't contour my face ever. So she comes by. It's really sweet. Their little FBLA group dropped off donuts, and they were dropping off donuts to different people in the community. And they thought of teachers, and they thought of me, and they brought me donuts. And I was like, that is precious. Thank you. She's like, let's get a picture. And I was like, fuck. I'm like, okay. So we get a picture. You know, our outside, there's like a bag of open salt still on our porch. There's just, it leaves stacked up because they get stuck there and we don't clean it out, and shoes kicked off from whenever. I'm like, all right. And I take a picture. I'm just gross. And so that's on social media. And I was like, oh my God. So there's a part of me that does not care, but there's a part of me that cares, you know, like that I want to get a spray tan tomorrow. We're
going to have people in our house
Spanx
2 days straight. So this will be out. If you're hearing this early on Sunday morning, just call Abby. Just call her.
I was talking more about physical features, and it got bumped into. Like, my house is lived in, and I get that. Like, I also want to normalize about the fact that, like, houses get filthy. But I can't. I struggle so hard with.
Well, this all is new to me.
What?
You don't. Oh, you live in filth and squalor. But that's all I hear from you.
Wait, but you literally piss in the floor. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I'm not talking about like toys being.
Every time
laid
I piss in the shower, I think about you.
That's so weird.
Because I remember the first time I told you, you were so. You were, like, so taken aback.
Why did you say it like that?
My God.
It's so disgusting. Your pee smells so bad. You pee in the floor, Gary.
I just don't openly piss in the floor. Like, there may be a dribble.
It's not a dribble.
I have a strong stream. It bounces out.
So, I think that's filthy. Like, clean that up.
Okay.
The dip is filthy. That's filth to me. I was referencing, sir, like laundry stacked up or
yeah,
crap on the table. Like, I would have normalized that.
That has never bothered me.
But also, when I look at our house, like, how much food falls in the floor and no one in our house pays any mind to it?
Somebody gonna eat it.
Somebody we don't have a dog it. Anymore. Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm just...
I've seen Harlan pick up 3-day-old popcorn on floor and be like,
Oh, so I'm stuck in that duality of that. So that's just such a like theme in my life of like, no, I want like plastic surgery, but I'm also like, screw, this is who you are. Like, embrace that shit, be that person.
Same.
But also, like, part of me wants to be like super crunchy and like, I have these like hopes and dreams of like having a.
So you brought this up last week. So I had to look up what crunchy was.
Had you never heard it?
Never. So according to the internet, it's crunchy mom. Like, I don't see crunchy dad, but crunchy mom. A mom who practices natural parenting or defined by one website as a neo hippie.
Yeah.
So basically, if you're a crunchy mom, you typically give birth at home or in a meadow or a river or something.
Hard no.
Cloth diaper for your babies, prepare their own organic baby foods, et cetera, et cetera.
Some of that crunchy mom stuff I like. I would be, see, here we go. Like, I have very hard boundaries on this.
I feel like you have to be a stay-at-home mom for this.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the number one problem because I'm not that. And I know. Hard facts, no, I'm not stay-at-home mom material.
That was established almost 14 years ago.
Well, that and the pandemic, just like the quarantining times, really just, that's a hard no for me. Maybe it would have been different if we could have like gone places. So I can't say definitively, but I can say no. No, there is like this a little bit of hippie. I have a few like places I would like to like venture out and explore into, and like
of the crunchy,
of the crunchiness.
Why crunchy? But, like, where did that come from?
I don't know. In my head, it's like based on granola or something. I don't know.
That's very smart. Like that. Yeah.
I have no. I think, I don't know.
So there's a crunchy mom on TikTok, right? So
and somehow she, I thought she was a parody. I thought she
you thought she was making fun.
I think she's real. I think she's legit now.
Yeah.
I think she was just like, I think she looks so much like a parody that she's like, she knows so much. She's like sneaking facts in there. And she knows all the secrets. So anyway,
Is her name
like,
Crunchy Mom on TikTok?
I think so. I think it is. And she's like, when you're out crunched by another crunchy mom. And it's really funny. But there, I think I got to her. So you talk about algorithms. I'm like, how did I get? Is it the comedy aspect or
the hippie shit?
Is it the mom stuff? But I do have this like hippie line. Like I've been following. I love gardens. I love them. And I swear, I'm going to say this, but in my family, there is history.
Right.
And
same in my
very strong roots, to play off that word, of gardening. And I feel very connected to that, though I've never had an opportunity.
It's the three tomatoes we bred last fall.
I am very intrigued and in love with that. I've just never fully been able. It's a lot. It takes a lot of time and learning, and there's a big learning curve. But I'm loving that. So I wondered, like, did I get over on that? Like, how did I get into Crunchy Mom? But a lot of my TikTok has that.
Yeah.
But I also am like, shit, just buy the, like, because she really disses, like, any type of, like, we would be a nightmare for her. Like, we are drinking Polar Pops right now out of styrofoam cups,
mm-hmm.
pop, aspartame. Like, we're just awful. So I don't think I can give those things. Like, where is there like a less crunchy version? Like, am I like just like mushy? I don't like, what am I?
That's
exactly
funny.
Like, where do I fall on that? Because there are things that I like of that, but I've never been able to like wholly embrace that full blown all in. And I think that's just my personality. Like, I can't go all in on anything. Like, even in my life, like, you know, I played basketball, but I was not that all in 100%.
How many points you score last night? I don't know.
Like, I'm not that. I also teach English, but I know there are tons of things about literature that I'm not near as smart as my colleagues on. I like live in this world of like, but I am like in the, and so in the momming world, I'm like, I don't even know what kind of, like, I can't be a total, like, hot mess mom because I do sometimes have my shit together.
You are an amazing mother.
But I can't be, like, super duper crunchy mom because also I'm a mess a lot. And
I can't get my old shit together. Kids.
So just, like, live in this, like, where's that mom? I want to be her and friends with her of, like, I want to compost shit. But also drink Polar Pops.
And
part-time recycle. But if nobody takes the recycling out, fuck it, I'm going to throw it in the trash can.
That's me. It all goes in the same place. It's all an illusion.
We're getting ready to start a unit. I thought about you. We're getting ready to start a unit on like waste and like fast fashion and all that. Like, so I work with...
Wait, what? Waste and fast fashion?
Waste, like general, like food waste,
mm-hmm.
Fast food.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing called fast fashion, like these, like Shein and stuff like that. Those, mm-hmm. like where they sell like really cheap. I would even say maybe like Old Navy. I'm learning a lot. So I work with the people directly in my little group are vegan. They're younger than me.
Sounds miserable.
They are very.
How many times a day do they tell you they're vegan?
They don't. Tell me they're vegan.
But they do.
They don't.
You don't.
They really don't. Oh, tell me they're vegan.
Is there a vegan option of this?
So they are really versed and have like written stuff on this topic. So I'm going to be learning a lot in this, but I'm very curious about it. Because they're one of my little, like, I'm mildly interested in minimalism. Like, I look at my shit and think,
if you guys can see our surroundings,
I want to throw it out, but that would take a lot of time. And there is like, when do you just find a time to be like, here, come get this stuff? But also I hate throwing stuff out. Cause I'm like, but somebody can use this. Who can I give it to? And that takes time.
So part of my TikTok algorithm, and I think it really stems from our last episode talking about it's a lot of side hustle stuff. One of the side hustles was if you had the money, especially in bigger cities, if you bought a truck and like a dump bed, like a trailer that would dump. And what they would talk
about. Holy shit, this was on my Facebook feed today. I have never heard this until you said this.
Yeah, so like contractors that are building houses and stuff don't like to use dumpsters because it draws attention. Like if you're remodeling a house or whatever, like they don't like to use it because it draws attention to what they're doing inside. So they'd rather pay somebody to like pull up, they throw it all in there, and they just haul it off all in the same swoop.
So you're saying don't draw attention to that because somebody would come in and like steal stuff?
Yeah, it'd be an indicator that they're working on this house where there'd be tools. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Then I saw like.
I have wanted a dumpster.
Okay, I'll send you this link because it's cheaper than like what? I mean, it's pretty cheap.
Is somebody doing it around here?
I don't know. It didn't look like a regular dumpster that they were. It looked like a dumpster, but not a regular one, like the Rumpkeys or anything.
Well, what I was talking about was like this guy would have a truck. It would have not a dump truck, but like a bed that lifts, mm-hmm. and like all the shit would slide in the landfill.
Let's do it. Why don't we make that our business?
I'm not a truck guy. I can't drive. I can't back up a trailer. What are you talking about?
You can't even turn your neck.
That's true. I need one of these like new fancy trucks that has the backup camera. But then you couldn't see it because the trailer. Oh, man.
Yes, you can. They put where do you think they put the camera?
On the bed of the truck.
What are you saying you can't see?
The trailer would block the camera.
No, they put it on the trailer.
No.
Yeah.
No, there's no trailer camera.
You can make a trailer camera.
Whatever.
If I can have a trailer or a camera on my door handle, you can.
Speaking of vegan, I'm putting this out into the universe because it's.
Oh, my
God. Starts Tuesday, March, all carnivore. Doing this with my friend Michael, who we just talked about. He's already started, but he's drinking beer. So he's like soft carnivore right now. Because he took his wife out for her birthday.
You can have bourbon.
That's true.
You've not thought this through.
We're talking about food, not.
You can't have bourbon.
All right.
Wait, does it have carbs in it?
No. But very few carbs.
But that's not carnivore.
We're not talking about the carbs. It's just talking about just eating meat.
I don't think you can have bourbon.
I'm not eating bourbon.
Oh, so now. You can't have loopholes if you're going to do something.
All right, we'll figure it out. I'll research it more. I honestly haven't looked into it that much. Like, I've seen people. So, Monday, we were going to.
You're going to research it Monday and start it on Tuesday.
I'll eat hamburgers and steaks and
until eggs you figure it out? Whose budget we doing this on?
We got some steaks over here in the freezer.
Oh my gosh. Can't you do like a cheaper option? Like, is there a bean diet? Can we just
there probably is. That's vegan.
Oh my God. Cringy old Facebook post. Apparently, like in 2013 or some shit, I did some like Joy Fit. Don't even know what that is. I think like a diet where like one day you wake up.
Yeah, you had it like you'd eat three slices of a like budding ham and then a raw egg and a hot dog.
And peanuts. And I'm like, what in God's name was
but
I
you lost weight and you did good on that.
For like 3 days. I lost 10 pounds Tuesday or Wednesday.
Would you ever do an enema?
No.
Wait. What about a colonic?
Time out.
Enemas wouldn't shoot up your butt.
Why do people have enemas? Is there a medical reason for it? I don't
know. Yeah, I think it's just like a butt douche.
Is there a reason?
I don't know.
Google
Let's Google, why do people, Nadav, look it up.
What about?
Why do people
What's
use
a colonic?
Enema? That's when they stick the tube up there and like flush out all the.
Is that a medical thing?
Mm-hmm. Enemas are injections of fluids used to cleanse or stimulate the emptying of your bowel. This procedure has been used for years to treat constipation.
Oh. Maybe Harlan needs an enema.
No, he doesn't. Neither do you.
I think.
Well, if you made it this far, just know I'm contemplating an enema or colonic, carnivore diet, and how to celebrate Abby's birthday.
How far would you go for my birthday in doing something for me?
Oh, my God. What do you want me to do for you?
Would you quit dipping for my birthday?
So on TikTok, one of the things that came up is this account called Kill the Can. And I think I might.
You do not have to buy me anything.
I'm still going to buy you something. That's my love language.
That's not what you do. You give my love language on my birthday. Your love language is buying gifts. But mine is acts of service.
Yeah, but you know about good gifts.
You do not listen.
What are we talking about?
Acts of service. Quit dipping.
Okay.
And clean my house every day.
There it is. There's that shit. Kidding.
Best reflective conversation after we get done rage cleaning last weekend. Gary was like,
if we just did this a little bit every night, we wouldn't have to do this.
If we just did this a little bit every night, this wouldn't be that bad. I'm like, shocking.
So if you made it this far, we'd love you. We appreciate you listening.
100%.
Appreciate you thinking that I'm funny.
Whatever, guys. I guess
you're funny too.
I'm just not funny like you. I think my funny is really inhibited by the fact that I don't say everything that I'm thinking and that I always say because.
Well, first of all, you are way more filtered.
I am super filtered.
Here.
Yes.
Whereas I am not.
Nope.
And that's just how I am. That's what I was trying to teach Charlie. Mm-hmm. Going through life just. And she's like, Dad, I wish I could be like you.
I wish you would just simmer down on that because the similarities are already way too much, way so much. It's a lot.
If you like this podcast, tell somebody about it. Yeah. Give it a share. Give it a review.
If you don't like it, you can stop listening, and that's fine.
Yeah, there's so many other things that you could listen to. Mm-hmm. I love you.
I love you.
Abby said duality earlier. This is actually one of my favorite Slipknot songs ever. Maybe I get Corey Taylor to sing you happy birthday.
That would be great. Your love language, right?
I think it'd be pretty good. Murphy's on Cameo. Until next week.
Bye.
I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.